think the only disappointment really was the result. You know, I thought in terms of performance, I thought it was excellent. Look at the stats as well in terms of over the course of the game. You know, I think for that round of fixtures in the league, we were number one in terms of key passes, number one in terms of balls into the box. So we sustained enough pressure. We had enough opportunities to win the game. What let us down was just the wee bits of quality that make the difference when you get your opportunities against good sides, you know. And then obviously we switched off with a throw in, and that cost us the game. But I think that's the fine margins when you get to this stage of the season against, certainly against the top teams in the division. Do I mean that it's very, very little that divides you at times.
Greg Cunningham, have we any more updates on him?
Yeah, he just felt his hamstring, so that's something that's just ongoing at the moment. We'll just need to keep monitoring that.
Will he be available for this weekend?
He'll be doubtful.
Any more injuries?
No.
Looking then for this weekend, you did say, obviously, it's been a real tough period of fixtures. The work rate the players have put in, has it been nice and to have that sort of week's break, and how the players reacted to that?
Yeah, the boys have been fine. You know, with the chat after the game, and I told them how well I thought they played, you know, and am I quite critical if I don't think we've done well enough, or we haven't applied ourselves well enough, or whatever the case may be. But I couldn't really have anything negative to say. You know, I think our only frustration is when we were on top, we need to make it count. You know, I think that can be the deciding factor a lot of the time. So, no, the boys have been good. I mean, I think they're in good spirits. We understand and we realise that we're still in a good position, because I think prior to the Brentford game, or maybe even after the Brentford game, we were 5 points off of sixth, chasing one team, you know, whereas I think we're 5 points off of fifth now, and we're chasing two teams. So we're probably, arguably, in a better sort of position now. We've got the majority of the top six teams out the way now. I think we've only got Derby left to play at home, who are obviously one of the teams that we're chasing. So, yeah, I think everything's still looking promising, but we know that the next game is going to be crucial, and that's going to continue to be the case week after week to the end of the season then.
When you look at your running fixtures, not long left of the season, does it give you a lot of confidence and positives that actually playoffs are very much in the side still?
Yeah, well, I think everything can shift within one game. You know, the teams next to you who you're competing with lose, we win, it then goes down to 1 and 2 points, which is absolutely nothing, as everybody's aware. If we lose and they win, and it then goes to 7 points, whatever the case may be, then it starts to look more difficult. But then the following game, you win, they lose, it then goes back down again. So it's cat and mouse, really, between now and end of the season. What we've got to make sure is that that gap between us and the teams above us hopefully doesn't get much bigger than what it is at the moment, and we can keep within touching distance. If somebody offered me at the start of the season that you've got one or two games left and you could get into the playoffs on the back of the one or two games, we would have probably took that. So we're still in a good position at the moment. We've got to make sure, but that we try and put as many good sort of performances and wins together as we can.
Yeah, Fulham were flying. Do these players still surprise you even to this day, with even what you've seen all year, how well they've performed?
Yeah, because I think your worry is always going to be is if we perform to a level where we can't sustain it. But I think, as we've shown, whenever there is a bit of setback or there's maybe a poor performance or whatever the case may be, the response has always been straight back on it again, you know, and played particularly well the following game or got the 3 points or whatever the case may be. So, I think I'm at the stage now where that apprehension that you've always got before any games, because before the whistle blows, you can't control everything and you're just hoping that the lads perform as well as they can. But there's certainly a trust that I've got and a hope, and I think that they've got in terms of the way they've been prepared, that we go into each game knowing that and confident that we can go and perform, and the majority of times we do.
Are these players getting better as the season goes on?
Yeah, I don't think there's any questions about that. I think our brand of football, certainly in recent weeks, has been excellent. You know, I thought we picked Bolton apart really well. I thought we played extremely well against Fulham. I think the games against Brentford, Aston Villa were excellent. So if you look at the opposition we're up against and how well we've played, certainly you take the Ipswich game out of the equation in the last 7 matches, I think our standard of football has been excellent. And I think individually we've had some real cracking performances, you know. So I think individually and collectively we've certainly came on leaps and bounds since the start of the season.